Blog Talk Radio.
Having dinner with Keisha?
Yeah.
Hi,
Uncle Mary. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Wish I had y'all weather right now.
Well, you can always move here.
What'd she say?
You can always move here.
Yeah. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Angela on the line also.
Okay. Hey, Angela.
Hi, Auntie.
Okay, Auntie, I got one for you. I received a letter from Hubert. He wants you to sing a song for him.
Oh, he do.
Yes, he wants you to sing Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around.
All right, well, yeah.
He's in jail further from me. No, ma'am. But he wanted to put in a request that
okay,
you sing
but
that song.
I thought he wanted to hear it. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He wants you to sing it for him. Yeah.
What, you going to record it?
It'll be on this prayer line.
Okay, that's what I was saying, you know.
Uh-huh, he just won't be joining us.
Oh, okay, I thought he wanted to hear. What'd you say you want me to say now?
I ain't going to let nobody turn me around.
Okay. I tried. I don't even know that. I can't think of it.
Okay, we have another caller to join us.
Yes.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie. Okay.
Yeah, hear me,
huh? Good evening.
Amen.
How are you?
Yeah.
Mom
all right.
And Dad?
Yeah. I was wondering if you hear us.
No, I didn't hear you. I heard you. Okay, well, I was pick up in Exodus. I think we're in Exodus 31. So I pick up on that while we're waiting for others to join in. And the Lord told Moses, see, I have appointed Bezaleel, son of Uri, and the grandson of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, and have filled him with the Spirit of God, given him great wisdom, ability, and skill to construction the tabernacle and everything it contains. He is highly capable as an artist designer of objects that is made of gold, silver, and bronze. He is also skilled as a jewel and a carving wood. And I have appointed Abelea, son of Amisha, of the tribe of Dan, to be his assistant. Moreover, I have given special skills to all who are known as experts, so that they can make all the things I have instructed you to make. the tabernacle, the ark, with the place of mercy upon it, all the finishing of the tabernacle, the tablet and the instruction, the pure gold lampstand with its instructions, with its instruments, the altar of the incense, the burnt offering altar with its instruments, the laver and its pedestal, the beautifully made holy garment for Aaron, the priest, and the garment for his son, so that they can minister as priests. The anointing oil and the sweet spice incense for the holy place, they are to follow exactly the direction I gave them. The Lord then gave these further instructions to Moses. Tell the people of Israel to rest on my Sabbath day. For the Sabbath is a reminder of the covenant between me and you forever. It helps you to remember that I am Jehovah who makes you holy. Yes, rest on the Sabbath, for it is holy. Anyone who does not obey this command must die. Anyone who does not work on that day shall be killed. Who does any work that day shall be killed. Work 6 days only, for the seventh day is a special day of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. This law is a perpetual covenant and obligation for the people of Israel. It is an external symbol of the covenant between me and the people of Israel. For the 6 day, the Lord made heaven and earth. The rest, and he rested on the seventh day and was refreshed. Then as God finished talking with Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of stone, of which the Ten Commandments were written with God's finger. That was the reading out of Exodus 31. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we have any new callers? Good evening. Is that Auntie Janet? Auntie Marie? Oh, that might be Sister Shirley. I don't know. I'm giving up on guessing.
It is Sister Shirley, and it is Auntie Marie.
Auntie Marie?
Yes.
And Sister Shirley. Good evening. Welcome back, Sister Shirley. We miss you.
Yeah. I miss you, too.
So good to hear. You sound like you're in good health to us.
I'm coming along.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I will do a roll call, and if I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Auntie Betty, I have Mom, I have Dad, I have Auntie Marie, and I have Sister Shirley, and I have Angela and myself. Anyone I miss?
I thought that.
I called Auntie Dot. That was Auntie Carrie.
Oh.
Here go Auntie Dot right here. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, all right. We'll go ahead and get started with our program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The Nellums family would like to welcome you all to our program. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, to say pass. Angela, are you prepared to come to us with the blessing of the prayer line?
Yes,
Yes, I am.
Okay, very well. We'll bow your head, please.
Alrighty. Holy Spirit, we give you the honor and glory. We need you to bring the message that you need us to know today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. In our walk and obedience, we need to guard ourselves for doing things just for tradition. When doing the what, don't forget the why. Every generation has to embrace the godly principles for themselves. Don't change what it's about. Elevate it. Because if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Jesus, point us, plant us, and prune us to help us grow. Allow the prayers that we hear today cultivate and grow within us. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that blessing prayer, Angela. And we'll go ahead and get started with our program. And I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I read Psalm 139, 1 through 10.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. For there is no word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou know it altogether. Thou hast behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into the heaven, there are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, there are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me up. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see, Auntie Dodd, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the workers, and my subject is His Grace is Sufficient. My scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Father, I'm so grateful that your grace is enough. We do not have to keep searching or rely upon self. I truly enjoy singing many traditional hymns while growing up at the Shiloh Baptist Church, Cali, Georgia. The word of the song would ring in my ear throughout the week. I immediately thought about the song title, Your Grace and Mercy. And this is by the Mississippi Mass Choir. The chorus read as follows. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I am living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. This may be someone's testimony. If you just take a look back, you may recall an occasion that you could not see how you would make it through. But because of the gracious God we serve, He extends mercy and grace to carry you through that situation. Praise God for His grace. We read about something that was troubling Paul. He never disclosed the detail of the trouble, But we do see Paul submitting three requests to God. God is trying to help us to understand from that we are not exempt from trouble. He is trying to keep his disciple Paul from becoming too proud over the many revelations he had received from him. It is during our weakest hour God can produce great strength. Suffering keeps us humble and dependent on God. It draws us closer to him, and he in return will draw near to us, James 4:8. We do serve a God who will provide comfort during our time of trouble. He will encourage us as he did Paul. Paul testified that God's grace is sufficient for thee. Although God may not choose to remove the trouble from our past, we can take comfort in knowing that he will provide what we need to endure the suffering, because God's grace is sufficient for all. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Batty. Let's see, Auntie Marie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be reading from Psalm 1:1, that verse. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor by the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see, Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, the good news is God's grace is sufficient for
Amen.
Me. Search from Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil because I know that he's with me. And
Amen.
I know to the other side. And I thank all of you for your prayers. And just keep on praying, because I'm going to keep on holding on. Because
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And I'll be all right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley.
Amen.
Let's see. Praise God. Praise God. Dad, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I read a little from the Hosea 14th chapter in the 7th promise. Go out and mercy. O Israel, return unto the Lord, unto thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with wood and turn unto the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So we render the cave of our lips. For measure shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hand. You are our God, for in thee the fatherless find and mercy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. That brings me to Angela. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay. Let's see, I will go next, and my reading is out of Romans 6:20. It says, the Ten Commandments was given so that we could all see the extent of our failure to obey God's laws. But the more we see our sinfulness, the more we see God's abounding grace forgiving us. Before sin ruled over all men and brought them to death. But now God's kindness rule instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, amen, amen. Okay, Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Jeremiah 9:7-25, and the subject is in boasting in God. The prophet Jeremiah's message to Israel is fresh bread for today's priesthood. In Jeremiah 9, the prophet showed us that we should boast only in knowing God. He tells what we may not depend upon in a day or trouble and distress. Let not the wise person, the powerful person, or the rich person think he escaped the common calamity by their wisdom. Might and money, for none is sufficient in the day of trouble, save Jesus Christ. Okay. To boast, violence or brag means to express conceit about oneself or one accomplishment. All three words suggest essential pride, and all three are totally out of line with Christian character. Rather, the Christian ought to follow the example of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. Jesus, my Lord, Philippians 3:7-8, the poorest person who understand and know the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth is wise, mighty, and richer than all who trust in the boasting in themselves. In 1707, notice, Hymnot Isaac Watt wrote these words: when I survive the wonderful cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and poured contempt on all my pride. And in 1869, Francis James Van Annerly penned it in her famous hymn the following words: Jesus, keep me, nail the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. The cross reminds every Christian that we should boast in God, who sent Jesus to atone for our sin of the world. The cross should keep us humble with hearts that are too full of thanksgiving to have room for boasting in our own accomplishment. And the prayer said, Lord, I will ever give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for your steadfast love and faithfulness to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. I believe we had a caller to call in, Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, we're right at the end of the first part of reading in the program. Is there anything you want to share at this time?
Okay. I apologize for being late. I overslept.
I'm glad
I woke up. Okay, I would like to share the greatness of God taken from Psalm 104 and Isaiah 40. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Lord, you wrap yourself up in light like a garment. You stretched out the heavens like a curtain. You lift the beams of your upper chamber in the water. You make the clouds your chariot, and you walk on the wings of the wind. You make your angels spirits and your ministers flames of fire. You lay the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever. I'll take them from Isaiah 40, 12, verse 2. You measure the water in the hollow of your hand. You measured the heaven with a 9-inch rule. You calculated the grains of sand in the earth. You weighed the mountains in a scale and the hill in a balance. The nations before you are a drop in a bucket. All nations before you are nothing. You sit above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers. You know the number of stars. You know each one by name. O Lord, thou art the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Thou faintest not, neither do thou grow weary. There is no stretching of your understanding. You give power to the weak, and to those who have no might, you increase their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. O God, O Lord, our God, how great art thou. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Okay, all right. That concludes the first portion of our program. And now if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words, for your words are true. Thank you for the word healing, for we bless your name. We thank you for healing Daddy Verna, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Latoya and Loretta Simmons, Teron and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Tally and family, Carlos and the Wells family, DeMarcus, Tony, Medikai, Ruth Edwards, Aline, Holiday, Desert, Kendrick, Calvin Avery, Jesse, and Aretha Verner, Mary Ann, the Alpin family, the Williams family, Cheryl Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Valerie Crockett, the Moody family, Eric and Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, for we know that all things are possible with you. For you say this in Matthew 19:26. Father God, we ask that you cleanse us, create in us a clean heart, and renew our mind, Lord, and allow us to enjoy each day with peace and joy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love. Make us whole again. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we recognize birthday, and we're looking at the week of January 17th through the 23rd. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
I have Deborah, the 21st.
21st.
Yes. Loretta?
Uh-huh.
My son-in-law, Christopher.
Chris, okay. Christopher, what day?
The 20th.
The 20th, amen. Okay. Any other birthdays we need to recognize at this time?
I have the 18th, Zoe. And I have, is that LaConte's birthday?
Oh, the 20th, yes.
Yes. Conte, your day.
That day.
Amen. That's what I got, but I...
Okay.
What day you have?
I have the 18th day.
The 18th, okay. I messed up with his mom. I think hers is the 20th. Okay, all right. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
I'll try.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 All right.
Man. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that song, Auntie Carrie. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Praise God, praise God. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. So we'll go down the list. If so, if not, just say pass. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise report, testimony?
I'm going to sing.
Amen, Aretha.
All right. And it's Swing Low. The name of the song is Swing Low.
Amen.
Swing Low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing Low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Up in the Baker, come and help me. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I'm sometime up and I'm sometime down. Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavily bound, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, yes. Thank you for that song, Mom. Let's see, Auntie Dot, any praise report testimony?
Yeah, I'm going to give a little shout for you.
Amen.
Still going. Lots of people live in this world, so everything not about me. Help me to reach out to others just as you reached out for me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
I'm going to read from Luke 4 chapter, started at the first verse. And Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Then, for 40 days tempted of the devil. And those days he did eat nothing, and when they were in it, he afterward hunger. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that to be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will give it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to try to say revive me again.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
We praise thee, O God, for the song of thy love. For Jesus, who done it now, gone above. Hallelujah, darling glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, darling glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, darling glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, darling glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sin and cleansed everything. Hallelujah, God in glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, God in glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill his heart with thy love. Make his soul rekindle from fire above. Hallelujah, dying glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, dying glory. Revive us again.
Amen. Revive me again. Okay, thank you for that wonderful song, Auntie Carrie. And let's see, Dad, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I guess I better change that a little bit. I guess you call it praise, because I know we all know that by God's strength we are healed.
Amen.
I am healed by Christ. But it didn't say anything about we won't feel the pain. We will feel the pain. So we are right. And so, in order to get our attention to what I'm trying to say, Tuesday morning, God will, I'll be going to the hospital to take bypass on my leg. So, just since y'all all praying for my job, continue.
Great, don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah.
I didn't know that for a while until my sister told me a long time ago. It's fine, I think. She told me about it, but I really didn't believe it that time until I read it. She told me a lot of things. I'm going to cut it short, though, but she told me a lot of things that she told the truth, but I didn't want to believe it at the time. But anyway, I can see where I will heal. I'll be sick and already healed. You know?
Everything is possible with God. He can do anything. He wants to do. Amen. So we got some more in to go, so I'm going to say amen. 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 Amen slash Reverend.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Auntie Janet, any testimony, praise report, song, a poem you want to share with the group tonight?
But I guess you would call it a poem reading. It's in the frame of Still the Greatness of God. It says, I am. I am the flower that blooms in the desert. I am the wind that blows away your doubts and fears. I am the friend that's always near to comfort and to banish all your fears. I am your light that shines in the darkness. I am the healer of broken hearts. I am your bridge to cross over the waters. I am your bread when you are hungry. I am your water when you are thirsty. When you are thirsty, drink deep from my well of life. I will banish all sin and strife. I am your joy and I am your sorrow. I am your hope for a greater tomorrow. I am your light through the dark. I am your way out of no way when you think you've gone astray. I am your joy. I am your hope for a brighter tomorrow. I am your salvation and your song. I make all things right when they have gone wrong. I am your bright morning star. I am with you wherever you are. I am the healer of your body. I am your anchor in times of storm. You must know you'll never be alone. I am he who from above. You are the one whom I will always love. I am your good shepherd. I lead you, guide you through this life. When your time here is no more, I am he who will take you to yonder shore. I am. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Sister Shirley, any praise report testimony you want to share with the group?
I'm going to share a couple verses of the poem in video. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unquenchable soul. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the stroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Amen.
Amen.
The captain of my soul.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Okay. Let's see here. I will go next, and I just want to welcome Sister Shirley back. And your prayers, we continue to pray for you, and we ask that God continue to bless you. Also, I received a beautiful card from Auntie Janet, with two beautiful handkerchiefs, one for Angela and one for myself, and we just want to say thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just wanted to share that with everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela, any testimony, praise report, song or poem you want to share with the group?
A couple of things. Thank you for the handkerchief.
You're welcome.
All righty. Also, I would like to share that my bishop was won the Martin Luther King Living the Dream Award this past
Monday.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. And I would like to have my daughter, Keisha, sing us a song.
Praise God. Amen. This is a blessing. Amen.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to sing this song called A Blessing From You.
Amen.
Amen.
My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. A blessing from you. Make me, mold me, shape me, use me. A blessing from you. Make me, shape me, mold me, and use me. My heart is ready to receive. Make me, shape me, mold me, use me. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. A blessing from you. My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. A blessing from you. Make me, mold me, and shape me, Lord, use me. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. Ooh,
ooh. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy, she has a blessing on her, blessing from God.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Oh, thank you for that beautiful song, Keisha. We miss you. Come on back, like Mom said. Come on back.
Ah.
Oh, we miss you, but thank you so much for that beautiful song.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see, Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't you let nobody turn you around. Turn you around. Oh, turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around.
Hallelujah.
I ain't gonna let no gamble turn me around and keep on the cavalry. Ain't gonna let no sinner turn me around. Oh, turn me around.
Hallelujah.
Turn me around, ain't gonna let no sinner turn me around. Keep on the cavalry, ain't gonna let no drunkard turn me around. Oh, turn me around, Lord, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no drunkard turn me around. Keep on the cavalry. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Oh, turn me around. Oh, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
Hallelujah.
Keep on the cavalry.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. And that was a request from my brother Hubert. He requested Auntie Betty sing that song, and she sung it. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank everyone for the beautiful program that we've been sharing here lately. And I especially thank you for the beautiful program that we put on for tonight. And before Angela come to us for the closing prayer, is there anyone, anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I would like to tell you to tell Hubert I say hello, and we are praying for him, and we just wish him all the blessing in the world.
Amen. Amen. I sure will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. I would like to say thank you, Keisha, for that beautiful song. You're always welcome to come and share with us. We need some young blood over here, but, you know, we'll wait. And also we want to tell Sister Shirley to keep on pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And Daddy, we pray that everything go well for you on Tuesday. We ask that God direct the hands of the doctor for a successful procedure.
Yeah.
We ask that Father God go on the inside and massage your legs, allow the blood to start moving like he had once before. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Angela, are you ready for the closing prayer?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him and find time.
We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Let's lean and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, just keep the faith. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella, family and friends, would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. For you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words. Amen,
yes,
amen. May everyone have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
You likewise.
Good night.
Good night. Praying for you all. Love you all.
Love you all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to cleanse us and wash us in the blood. We plead the blood of our entire life, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Dear Heavenly Father, order our steps and lead and guide us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Have a blessed week. Good night.